The Lord God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him." God knows us better than we know ourselves. He always has, and He chose our partners, women and men. Women for men, men for women. And all of human history has witnessed the truth of God's plan for thousands and thousands of years. "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman. For out of her man, this one has been taken. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one flesh." Let's admit up front that the devil is doing his handiwork in our culture, in our lives, in our schools. His signature is clever lies. It always has been. You can see it in Scripture, and that's instructive for us. We should be able to see it today the same way. He wants all of us to doubt Holy Scripture and say, "Oh, Father, that's old stuff. That doesn't apply. That was done before the modern age." Don't be fooled. God didn't lie to us in Holy Scripture. The devil is attacking traditional marriage in our culture. He's distorting traditional sexual identity. He's confusing our culture, especially our young people. But God has not been silent. He gave us His Word a long time ago to guide us. We shouldn't doubt Him. This past week, Bishop Joe Vasquez convened the priests of our Diocese of Austin in an annual convocation. All the priests came together, and he had planned, as he usually does, he planned a very timely discussion of topics that are relevant to our pastoral ministry today. He began personally by addressing the recent sex scandal once again, and you've read his comments in the diocesan newspaper and heard his letter. And he invited a world-renowned expert in child abuse, particularly with clerics, Dr. Monica Applewhite. She's from Austin. She's the author of the Protecting God's Children program, our ethics and ministry program that we launched here back in 2002, 2003, and many of you have been through it. This was the very first place in the world that it was implemented, our diocese, with Bishop Amon and Dr. Applewhite, and it's now spread throughout the entire United States, and she's even involved with the Vatican. She was involved with the recent Chile announcements, working with the Vatican, and the program is working where it's been implemented. And we must continue to implement it. There's a renewed emphasis. You know how it goes. If you're going to have anything to do with ministry, you have to take the Ethics in Ministry program, and you have to renew it every 3 years. Sister Olga's been doing a good job with that here in English and Spanish, and so we have frequent courses. No excuse for somebody not to renew every 3 years. I just did my renewal this week. And we must also not be afraid to talk about sexual issues in our parishes, in our community. The Catholic Church has unfortunately considered sex taboo, and we can't talk about it. That's how we get into problems. We have to talk about it. For example, in recent years, the subject of homosexuality and transgender has exploded It's everywhere. It's on the front pages of our newspaper. It's in the schools. It's in the movies. It's in the music. It's in everything you see. When was the last time you heard us talking about homosexuality and transgender at Mass? Well, guess what? That's going to change. We have to talk about it. The things that our children are being bombarded with is wrong. It's evil. And the problem is most of us don't know how to counter that conversation. And the result is a great deal of distortion and confusion. And if we don't speak up about it, it becomes an accepted, normal part of our culture. Can't let that happen. That's how you rot from within. Bishop Vasquez invited experts from the National Catholic Bioethics Center to speak about transgender and homosexuality issues. They reviewed the latest scientific studies. Newsflash. There is no science that reveals that anybody was born homosexual. You can't say, I was born that way. It doesn't exist. The science does not support the statement. That changes everything, doesn't it? Nobody was born that way. All of us have heard about sex surgery and sex therapies to change your gender, right? Like gender is something that we can choose. Here's what the popular culture doesn't talk about. You can't do superficial exterior things and change your sex. It can't be done. Your gender is stamped in every cell in your body. It's in your chromosomes, every single cell. Every male in this room has an X chromosome and a Y chromosome. Sorry, but that's the truth. Every female in this room has an 2X chromosomes. You can't change that with surgery or pharmaceuticals. Men's brains and women's brains are different. They're constructed differently. They work differently. You can't take a woman's brain and put it into a man. You can't do it the other way around. Your sex is stamped deep inside you, and nothing you can do to the exterior body or to your hormones can change that fact. It's a fact. And the problem is we've lost the ability to be able to help people better and better accept the gender they received. God made them male and female. That never changed. Genesis got it right. God was preparing us for today. There are considerable psychological and emotional issues in people with transgender issues. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. All of us know some, and they're usually not happy people. They suffer higher rates of depression and suicide than the rest of the population. That's a fact. It's well studied. And after somebody undergoes sexual surgery or pharmaceutical suppression or puberty procession suppression that's being done more and more, none of the depression goes away. It gets worse. And the suicide rates go higher. That's the facts. So what have we accomplished? Experimentation on children. Every time a parent says, oh, I'm going to help my child. I'm going to help him be who he wants to be or she wants to be. It's like Frankenstein. They're doing something to take care of a feeling of the moment and not doing anything permanent. Looking at the external and incapable of doing anything permanent on the inside. Now, the medical profession has gotten better and better and better at the procedures, and they would love to charge anybody that comes to them to do the procedures. They get money. We get nothing except more pain. That's what's coming out of the experience. So we're destroying human lives and failing to hate people and failing to help people with this idea in the culture. So we have to get rid of it. We have to confront it. What's the solution? There is a solution. And the solution is love the children. Love the transgender. Love the homosexual, the lesbian. Love them. Don't judge them. The studies have shown that to a large extent, the phenomena of homosexuality is transient. It's very fluid. I've seen studies that say up to 50% of us, of the entire adult population, before age 30, imagine this, up to 50% of all adults before age 30 have had some experience with same-sex interaction. Does that make 50% of the population homosexual? You think? No. Now, there are other studies, many studies, that come up with data that show that after about age 35, those who self-identify as homosexual are less than 5%. Maybe a little higher for men, a little lower for women. But how do you explain a number gap between 50% and 5%? And you have to accept the fact that it's transient. You can't take a picture at a point in time and say, this is the way it's always going to be. Any more than you can look at a 10-year-old boy and say, that's what he's going to look like when he's 50. It doesn't happen. He's going to change by the time he's 15, he's going to be different. And children go through all kinds of identity processes as they're learning who they are. They need a healthy, healthy environment to do that. That means one that doesn't judge. We don't judge them for anything. We're not gonna separate them out and treat them differently. This idea of transgender bathrooms, sick, 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 because it goes to the wrong assumption. Love the children. We can't condemn that. We have to love them. We have to teach our children about consent. Yes means yes, and no means no. We've seen this issue come to the fore dramatically in the last 2 weeks with the issue of the Supreme Court nomination. We need to learn to talk about sex in a healthy manner, without emotion or pain, without judging. And unfortunately, we still have people in this community, when they're presented with the fact that their child might be gay, they pop them. Get all upset with them, make them feel like they're trash. Don't do that. Just love them. Time heals a lot of things. 5 years ago, we started off in a brave new direction. I'm so glad we did, given what's happened. Our Sacred Heart Parish began the pro-life, pro-family fair every year in October. This is the fifth year we're going to do it today. Raise your hand if you've ever been to a pro-life, pro-family fair here. I want to see your hands. Get your hands up. I want you to look around. Keep those hands up. I want you to look around. Look how many people have not been there. Please, please, 10 minutes is all I'm asking. Also, if you want tacos, they'll be downstairs with the Movimiento Familiar. But every single pro-life agency in Central Texas is going to have a booth downstairs all day today. The Movimiento Familiar is going to be selling tacos. And the John Paul II Life Center, who's helped us over the last 5 years to help us develop a robust pro-life ministry here in our parish, they're sending Dr. Calamarides or his assistant, Dr. Wada, and pregnant patients, people they've studied. And they're going to do live sonograms on the stage down in the cafeteria so we can see, have a glimpse inside and see babies inside their mother's wombs. Not globs, babies sucking their thumbs, putting elbows into their mama, kicking, all knees and elbows. You're going to see it. You're going to see it in the 3D sonograms that they have downstairs today. And you should see the children as they walk through from when they walk into the room. And it's a baby! Wow! The founder of John Paul II Life Center has told me, he says, it only takes 2/10 of a second to form an impression. You see it. It's done. Like that. My job's done. It's beautiful. This is why the state of Texas now requires any woman who's going to get who wants an abortion to go and have a sonogram and look at the sonogram. It's amazing the people who change their minds after they see it. It's not a Spanish program. What language is a sonogram? And every pro-life agency is basically with Anglos. So the diocese is going to be here. Catholic Charities is here. St. John Paul II Life Center. Every agency that's involved with pro-life, pro-family. We made a dramatic shift here. And we're the only parish so far that's done it. That pro-life ministry is pro-life, pro-family. And when we did that, it changed everything. Sister Olga's been running the program in such a way that we have the fair in October, and every single month we have a pro-life, pro-family event. It might be teaching moms how to talk with their adolescent daughters about entry into those adolescent years. It might be teaching parents how to talk to their children about sex. It's a certain skill set that can be taught, and it's very simple. There will be natural family planning courses and that you would expect. But every month there's something. We have the most robust pro-life, pro-family ministry in the entire diocese. Maybe beyond. But please, I urge you, we have to engage. Please go down to the fair today. 10 minutes max if you're in a hurry. The only way our race continues is with males and females. There is no other way without also destroying life. For 2,000 years, our church has taught the truth of sex and marriage, even if our culture tries to deny it and the evil one spreads lies. And science comes along after 2,000 years and finally verifies what God has been teaching us. Listen to Jesus once more. Speak of male and female and marriage. It doesn't get any clearer than this. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no man must separate. In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Deny these facts at the risk of your own eternal life. This is the word of God. If anybody wants to speak about this further or discuss these topics with me, I'm looking forward to it. I want to talk about this. We should all talk about this. If the church won't speak about the truth in sex and marriage, who will? We got some work to do. It's going to be a fun journey. Amen.